home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Big deals!
These days, we all want our money to go just a little bit further. We also want to support local businesses. When you visit the Big Deals online store, you can do both. Shop anytime. The store is always open and loaded with great deals. Buy discounted gift certificates to local businesses and spend them just like cash. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Party Line on WILO and Boone Fest 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Stoops Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Stoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Mel has the heat advisory, I think, in front of us officially.
Yeah, officially. Well, the heat advisory runs through Thursday at 8 p.m. Heat indexes could reach up to 108 in value. Also, we do have a road closure here in Frankfort. Columbia Street will be closed all day between South and Boone. So Frankfort Waterworks is out there working. Cut them some slack. Get them some cold water if you're
no
out there.
No kidding. Bless their hearts.
Yeah.
Just a thought about those folks that are outside working today. I feel for them. So lots of fluids and take plenty of breaks. So, Mel, you're not going to be outside working today?
No.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
No.
Mel, master distiller with Traveler's Point Distillery and Traveler's Point Tasting Room, is our guest on Party Line today.
Howdy. I'm glad to be here with the beautiful babes of broadcasting. My wife told me I was not supposed to say that, but Joanne, that one's for you.
We love Joanne.
That's funny. I've never been called the beautiful babe of broadcasting. I got to tell you, I'm going to have the big head all day long. Well, Mel and I are going to be walking around town with our big heads.
If it was on video, see, well, then it could be the Vivacious Vixens. A video.
Well, we are on TV, that we can be Vivacious Vixens as well. Wow.
Joanne, I know you have your hands full.
Can you come back more often if you're going to give us those kind? I mean, when Carl comes in, he tells us he loves us and God bless us and have a good day, but he doesn't say that. So thanks, Mel.
You're most welcome.
Well, you're having a big week coming up on Saturday, hosting Freedom Fest in cooperation with Kirkland Main Street.
Kirkland Main Street's putting it on. We just providing the location and a few of the other things and labor, strong backs, and weak minds.
You haven't had a day of a weak mind ever.
So, yes, we're looking forward to it. It is sponsored by Kirkland Main Street. There'll be some bouncy houses there for kids. I've been told I'm not allowed to get in it.
What?
I don't know. I thought I was a big kid at heart.
You are.
I guess that doesn't count.
Okay.
Of course, now I'd get in there and have a heart attack, and they'd have to drag me out. There will be other games going on in the yard for kids. Plenty of water, cold. Sometimes maybe it'll get a little warm. If it does, we'll get some ice and cool the water down. Live music. The Mulligans will be there. I think they start playing at 2. We'll start opening the doors at high noon. Of course, now there ain't no doors since it's outside. But you're welcome at noon. What's the name of that coffee place? One More Cup?
Okay.
They're doing food. Craig and them, they do a great job. They do a fabulous job of cooking. So those are the kind of things going on. Obviously, the old tasting room will be down on Madison Street.
I was going to say, we need to tell folks this isn't at the tap room. We're going back old school to the first location.
We're going to be at 405 Madison, and that would be on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
So the bar will be open. Unfortunately, for those bringing families, and we encourage you to bring families, the little ones are not allowed in the building. Thank your state government for that. They can't be in there with the alcohol. Actually, if we took the alcohol out of there because of our licensing, he still couldn't be in there, I don't think. But there'll be places for them to sit around. We'll have some tents up. We have some trees. I planted trees about 6 years ago, and they actually put out a little bit of shade now. You won't be in the shade long. You have to move your chair as the sun moves in that shade. But
a sundial.
It's kind of like a sundial, yeah. So it'll be a good time. And we are introducing a new product that day. We're doing a product that is coming out of our 10-gallon barrels as part of our signature series. And it will be our first one of those that with a rye whiskey that is bottled at barrel proof. So it's running.
Love the label on that.
113 proof. There will be a banner label at the bottom and a seal that says a signature on it. And the first 20 of you or so that come in and buy one gets a box, a wooden box for it to fit into. Just think about that. You could be the only kid on the block with a box that's full of liquor. What more could a person ask for? And by the way, what's more American than liquor?
Bourbon
especially.
That's right.
The American whiskey. We could say we paid for the Revolutionary War that started in 1776 through whiskey taxes. Ooh.
Yep.
George Washington, the largest distiller in the country, marched into western Pennsylvania, started the Whiskey Rebellion, says, yes, you will pay more taxes. You wanted freedom? Pay me taxes.
Wow.
Yeah.
A veritable font of information that has no value.
Actually, that kind of has value this year. Yeah. This is good to know.
It is cool.
And it's, I think it goes with the 250th. I mean, we're celebrating that.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, Mel, who is the master distiller at Traveler's Point Distillery and Traveler's Point Tap Room, is our guest on Party Line today, and they have a big event coming up on Saturday. Do folks need to bring lawn chairs? Do they need to plan for maybe a little blanket if their kids are going to be on the ground, that kind of thing?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. I don't have but so many chairs. There will be some there, but bring your own chair, something that's more comfortable. And did I tell you we was going to have live music by the Mulligans?
Yeah, that's a good band.
They do a pretty good job of singing.
They do.
They're a little loud. I have to go off in the corner and sit because it makes my head hurt. But don't tell Jamie I said that.
I won't tell anybody.
We all know several of the members of the band. And Jamie is a lovely lady, and she can sing, but she's loud. Mm-hmm. She makes my ears hurt.
Well, you know what they say, if it's too loud, you're too old.
Well, that's pretty obvious.
It's not.
I done rode this old rock almost finishing up the 70th time around the sun.
Can't believe it.
Me neither. And mentally, I'm still about 12.
I know. I know that. That I can, and I know Joanne is shaking her head right now. Yes.
She don't even have nothing to say.
I've known your wife for many, many years.
It's so funny to hear her talk about you because she knew you kind of, but she knew Joanne.
I met you a couple of times over at the fairgrounds, but that was it. But I've known Joanne for probably 30 years.
It took her a minute to put two and two together.
So, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know how I did that. I saw a picture of her sitting in the distillery, and it's like, wait a minute. Yeah.
So talk about the distillery a bit, too, because you said that you planted the trees 6 years ago. How far back?
We started there in mid-2019 when we went into the facility and started cleaning it up and reconstructing it to what we needed it to be. And there was a lot to do. It was an old building. I mean, it's built in the early 60s. So it needed a lot of work. We put a lot of effort into it, and we cleaned buildings, scrubbed floors, scrubbed walls, cut floors out, put drains in, upgraded electrical wiring all the way through the building. And that's not a cheap process. Mm. Although Brian Jones at Jones Electric does an absolutely incredible job and is a great gentleman. So we started that then, and we purchased the equipment from a company in Missouri. Took about 6 months to get it, a little less than 6 months, out of Missouri, like I say. And we installed that in early December 2019. Excuse me. I'll get it straight in a minute. Got everything finally hooked up early in 20. To get the steam generator set up and running and functional, to get all the steam lines ran, the drain lines put in, and all of that kind of stuff. And then we started with our first distillations probably somewhere around late January of 20. First barrels were actually laid down in April of 20. And we've been going since. Took a little while to get it all figured out, but we got there.
With that being let's face it, that was during the heart of the COVID. Did that cause you issues with getting materials?
Well, the materials, the equipment was ordered before COVID. And alcohol was deemed an essential industry. So we were...
Yeah, get that.
Yeah, it has to be. You got to have alcohol in disasters.
Yeah.
It really didn't cause us a lot of issues because of the timing was set, or the timing worked out to our favor on that. We had no bothering us. Nobody came to visit us. We started working. Sure. And we have a lot of people just stop in, and that's fine. Stop in and visit, see what's going on. And But we could go in there and work without any issues, no problems at all. Get any materials in there that we needed. All came from local, most of them farmers. And farmers look at the world different than politicians do. Sometimes they turn into politicians, but mostly they don't. They stay farmers for their whole life. So getting grain was not an issue. Getting other equipment was really not a big deal. We had most of that ordered before the big backups happened. So, yeah, and worked out great for us in that count standpoint because we didn't have a product to sell.
Right.
So we weren't worried about the public coming in. It took 3 years to get a product to be able to be sold. So that's where we started from. So, no, the COVID was a big deal, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, no, I get it. It wasn't for us either.
No, you're kind of like an enclosed society here.
Yeah, here and even at home with the farm and trucking, we do both. And,
right.
You know, it didn't affect us either. So, but I didn't know as far as, like, the materials, the actual supplies, the plumbing, all of that, when that backup started, how much of that you already had.
We were before that.
Yeah.
We predated the backups. That came about of that stuff. So it that was a big asset, looking back at it in retrospect.
When I was there the other day, you were giving a distillery tour.
Uh-huh.
People really need to come for a tour.
You know, I enjoy the tours because, you know, you can go to a liquor store and buy a bottle of factory-made liquor, and that's what I'm going to call people like Buffalo Trace and Heaven Hill and those, because that's what they are. They're liquor factories. They crank it out. And they do a good job. I'm not trying to say they don't. They make some good products. We're the craft side of it. And we take time to do things a little different. Sometimes we do things that are a little more expensive to do because of the way we do it. Good example is we age some in 10-gallon barrels. Well, a 10-gallon barrel is more expensive than the standard 53-gallon barrel to start with, and then it takes five of them to equal one of the others. But the product you get out of it in the end, to me, is worth that added expense. It brings out a different set of notes, a different set of flavors. We also put our alcohol in the barrel at a lower proof point than most of them do. Federal regulation says I can go in the barrel up to 125 proof, but we don't. We go in the barrel at 112 proof. To me, that gives a softer finish on the bourbon on the back end of that. And it gives little things that we do differently because we are small scale. They cost a little more, but they pay dividends. And, you know, I guess if we were making 1,500 barrels a day, like some of the big distilleries make 1,500 to 2,500 barrels every day. We would have to be more conscious of those kind of things. But when you're doing one to two barrels a day, you can take the time to do it right. Same thing with the still we have. We run a pot type still. I am not smart enough to run a column still. I'm not sure others are either. Some of the products I see coming off of them. But I can operate a pot still and get out of it what I want to get out of it. And we work with a barrel manufacturer out of Virginia. The company does a great job. They're small. They only make 3,000 barrels a day in Virginia. And then the plant they have in Ohio, they're making about 1,800 a day. And they make a marvelous barrel. Company's named Speyside. It was funny when we first started and we're filling 12 barrels at a time. The plant manager literally would load them on his trailer behind his little truck pickup and drive them up from Southwest Virginia to deliver them to me. No charge. And they've gotten busier now, and obviously
he's
now managing both plants, and so he can't do that anymore. But during the height of COVID, when everybody was overproducing, creating the issues that are going on in the bourbon industry today, if you weren't in with a barrel manufacturer, you couldn't find a barrel. And as he put it, we were talking one day, I said, Josh, we're a small company. We don't need many barrels. We're increasing slowly. And he goes, I got you covered. You're part of the family. you will never look for a barrel that you can't get. I've got you taken care of. Other people would call and they'd go, we don't have any. Every barrel we make is spoken for before we make it. And so it's kind of nice that we hit in the right time to get things like that done like we did.
Yeah.
So
what's the average life of a barrel?
For bourbon purposes, barrel can only be filled one time. Now, the barrel's emptied, and it can be used. They put beer in them now. They put wine in them now. Most of them get loaded on a slow boat to Scotland, and they fill them with scotch over there. And they may fill them two or three times, so that they may be aged bourbon or scotch over there for the next 50 or 60 years. There are barrels around that are 100 years old. If they're taken care of, there's no issue. The big thing with the barrel is not let it dry out. It needs to be full. And so that's what happens with them. But they make a route. They go to Scotland. They go to Ireland. They go to Canada, all those kind of places.
So when you're done with a barrel, do you go back to your manufacturer and basically swap them out and he sends them on? Or how do you do that?
We don't generate enough. We sell a few local. And we're making a product called Solera that we age in used barrels. We can do that because it's not bourbon. So we use them for that. And there are people come in and want one barrel, two barrels. And if we've got them, we sell them to them. We're not dumping that many barrels at a time.
Yeah.
You know, everybody writes on their label, single barrel. Well, I hate to tell everybody this, but we're a single barrel. I don't have the market to sell two barrels at a time. Although I did one time dump two barrels and made a large batch. It's kind of like when you see on the label and says small batch. Nobody knows what a small batch is. If it's a small batch for Heaven Hill, it may be 300 or 400 or 500 barrels. Small batch for me is two barrels. You know, it's interesting how the language gets used to market something and pass it off as something special when it's really not. So,
well, we definitely want folks to come out and join us this Saturday.
If you come out Saturday, we'll have tours. I think they plan on starting them. They don't tell me everything. Plan on starting sometime after 12 o'clock, around 1 o'clock or so, I think. We're going to start doing tours through the distillery and the rack house if you want one. Actual sales of bottles will actually be in the distillery itself, not in the tasting room. That's where I'll spend most of the day, I'm sure. And I'm going to have some lovely young lady sitting beside me and doing some broadcasting. My real special young lady will be there, too. So
Joanne and I will both be there.
They'll both be there. So I get orders from everybody. Bossed around. You know, you come to a point, you realize that the Princess Bride was right, as you wish. This don't even argue.
I get to broadcast live 1 o'clock until 3, always one of my favorite places to come and visit. And if you have not been to the tap room yet as well, I mean, this is a special event we're doing at the original location at the distillery. But if you haven't been to the tap room, man, you guys, now that it's done, I will say, I know you guys are always tweaking, but you always will. But it really turned out great.
Very happy with the way it turned out. Unfortunately, this Saturday, it will not be open. I don't have enough staff to staff both places. So we're consolidating all down at the distillery and at 405 East Madison Street location. But come Monday, Tuesday, we'll be back open in town. Come visit us. It's cool. It's got air conditioning. Got a high ceiling with a fan. It feels nice in there. You can sit back and enjoy a sip or two. You don't need a third. Drink you a sip or two, take you a bottle home, and say, my life is good.
You going to be serving apple pies that day on Saturdays? It's, you know, the apple pie drink I'm referring to, not real apple pies, but it tastes like an apple pie. That's the crazy thing.
Well, again, I go, that's above my pay grade.
Okay.
You'd have to check with Adam to find out if he's serving apple pie.
Okay. I didn't know if he was doing anything special for the day, having any special.
I think he has made up two or three drinks. Okay. It will be a limited menu on the bar, on cocktails and all, because we craft cocktails. We don't just batch pour things out.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes time to make them. So I'm pretty sure he'll be doing the apple pie and those kind of things. Those are easier because it's all pre-made. Then you pour it into the glass and then pour the alcohol into it. So yes, I'm sure we'll be doing that. And old fashions. Old fashions are what everybody comes in to drink. Me, I don't drink old fashions. I don't drink apple pie. I taste alcohol. I don't drink it.
No, you sip. A sup. I'm sorry.
I have a sup here and there.
Yes.
But I'm old. I got, as the doctor told me that day, I got this great big heart that doesn't work real well. So I'm not supposed to drink a whole lot of alcohol. And I don't. I told him that was not an issue because I haven't for years. Love the flavor of bourbon. Love to sip it. Love to taste it. Love to smell it. And it's all part of, to me, all of that goes together with what it is.
It's an experience.
And it's great to cook with.
Yeah, it's an experience, I think.
It is an experience that gets things going. Again, Freedom Fest, sponsored by Kirk's Point, not Kirk's Point, but Travelers Point LLC, and also Main Street Kirkland. I think they call it Kirkland Main Street. I'll just screw with them and call it Main Street Kirkland. You know, you got to have a little fun on occasion.
You absolutely do. And so how long is Freedom Fest? Noon to 8?
Noon to 8. Mm-hmm. That gives you time to leave there and go somewhere where they're having fireworks. See, now, we're not going to have no fireworks with all that alcohol around.
I think that's wise.
Yeah.
Plus, it gets me home earlier. I'm old. I need my rest. And, you know, I need to be in bed early, getting me a nap. I like to take a pre-bed nap.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I take a pre-bedtime nap. I sit in the chair and go.
I think we all do that a little bit.
Then you get up and you go to bed. And you go, yeah, I got ready to go to bed by taking a nap.
Mm-hmm. So, well.
But yes, that's what's going on.
He's not just the master of the distillery. He also is a master of fried green tomatoes as well. So if you have extra tomatoes in your garden and you don't want to, you know, let them go to waste, and you're like, what am I going to do with all these? And they're green. Mel loves fried green tomatoes too.
Yes, I grew up in the South. What they call the South.
I
call
think that's it becoming more popular here, though. I've even seen it on menus at a couple of places.
Mm-hmm. You can go to the Greenbrier in West Virginia. And on their menu, they have a fried green tomato sandwich. And last time I was in there, it's been close to 15, 16 years ago. And it was only $21 for a sandwich then.
Wow. It's on the menu, huh?
Has been for decades.
Hmm. Yeah. So you just a little salt and pepper, and you just flour it up? Is that how you do yours?
I like to put a... You take and get you a little bit of egg wash.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you dip them down that egg wash, and then you roll them in a little bit of flour and cornmeal mix that's got salt and pepper in it.
Yep.
You kind of coat it, not too heavy. You don't want it all
bready.
See,
I'm with
you. You want it light. And then you put it on a lightly greased griddle, and you turn it brown, and then you flip it over and turn it to where it browns on that side, and then you slide it off and put it on the plate, and you eat it. You can even put a little ketchup on top there. It'd be tomato on tomato. But, I mean, you don't have to put the ketchup on there. It tastes just fine like it is.
I don't think I'd like it with the ketchup. I like it just plain. So and you get that little tartness of the...
The greener they are, the tangier they are. It's like you bite into it and you go, well, this should be a tomato flavor. And then you realize, oh, no, this is a little different. It's got a little bite back. It's got some tanginess. Just like you poured some vinegar on it to start with to get it just puckered up. Oh, they're good. Each right where you hold them.
It's good.
Try adding a little buttermilk in with your egg wash.
I like the way you think. Mm-hmm. See, I love buttermilk.
Yeah, see, I can't stand buttermilk, but man, it makes one good wash to do with cornmeal breading.
It also, if you got a big old salty ham that you cured up and it's too salty to fry up like it is, soak it in buttermilk. And that'll pull up most of that salt out of it.
Well, look at that.
Yep.
I learned something new today.
Again, I go back. Useless information? I've got it.
That's not useless.
No.
See? That's going to help us the next time there's a ham that needs a little love. So.
My grandmother swore by buttermilk whenever you were doing any kind of wash. Yep.
And making biscuits. You really need buttermilk for your biscuits, too. You got to have buttermilk and them hand-slung, cat-headed-sized biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. It's coming up Saturday. Don't miss it. Traveler's Point at the Distillery, which is at 400 East Madison Street?
405
East Madison Street. Okay. Yeah. In Kirkland, and so you're going to turn east at the stoplight there, and it will take you right to it. And so don't miss it coming up. Freedom Fest this Saturday, noon to 8.
You'll notice you said the stoplight.
Yeah.
Kirkland is a one-stoplight town. You don't have to worry about getting confused on which stoplight it is.
Yep,
you don't. A couple of other things happening really quickly. I want to remind everybody that this is the last of the WISE programs out at Wesley Manor today. That's at the Event Center, 1 o'clock until 2. Also, there's a Dine to Donate tonight for Old Hickory Days. That is from 4 o'clock until 8, and this is happening at the Colfax Pizza King. A portion of the proceeds go directly to help with Old Hickory Days, which is coming up at the end of July, early August. And then another Dine to Donate tomorrow. That's at Bruno's, and that is for Cram. And also, quick reminder that Flora, for the parade, if you want to get involved with the parade, deadline to register is coming up on Wednesday. So those are just a few things we needed to let you know about before we wrap up Party Line here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. And
don't forget, here in Frankfort, Columbia Street is closed all day between South and Boone. So make sure you stay out of the area. Let them get their work done. Stay hydrated, folks. It's going to be a hot one. It's going to be a hot week, so just plan on staying hydrated all week long, and keep your pets inside if you can. If you can't, make sure they got plenty of water and plenty of shade.
That's right. Bring them in. Mel, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you, ladies, for the invitation.
We love having you. Also, thanks to Chase as well. Don't forget that Derby is coming up on a Saturday this year, July 11th. So that's a change of the schedule. Normally, it's on a Sunday. And the parade, of course, will be taking place a week from...
this coming Sunday.
A week from this coming Sunday. That's right. Yes. I had to get my... the 12th,
yeah,
correct?
We get through the holiday, and then it's pre-fair judging all week.
There
and
we
then,
go.
Then we go straight into
And we'll be
fair.
Doing Party Line from out at the fair again this year. So come and join us out there as well. Thank you for listening.
Too early in the morning for me to get up every day.
You're here. You made it this morning.
I made it this morning. I'm just glad you told me I could come at 9 instead of 8:30.
I was trying to accommodate your schedule. I know you're a busy guy.
I am. Early in the morning, I'm real busy. I'm still looking at the insides of my eyelids if I can.
Go visit Mel at Traveler's Point this weekend at the Distillery on Saturday. Thanks for joining us for Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.